Chapter 57, A Night of Murder. As Rock climbs higher, Loopy and the crowd start to chant, "Burn him out! Burn him out!" Then Dixon adds his own lines, "Snuff him out! Fire the building! We'll shoot every damned abolitionist on his way out!" Lovejoy and William stack barrels of sugar against the door of the warehouse to try to keep the mob out. Rock responds to the crowd's cheers, lifting his flaming bucket to play at being a hero. There's a scraping sound on the portal side of the building, out of sight from the riverside of the warehouse. The old woman continues ringing the church bells. Spear alerts Edwards, "Get ready to shoot. I think they're coming." Then he turns and sees that he's speaking to emptiness. Edwards is gone. Edwards runs toward the base of Rock's ladder, shakes the ladder and yells, "The ladder's falling!" Spear yells, "You bloody fool, what the hell do you think you're doing?" Edwards continues to shake the ladder. Rock, panicked, starts back down. Three figures, Lovejoy, William, and Owen Lovejoy, round the lower corner of the warehouse to try to shoot Rock off his ladder. The woman in the church steeple sees that her moment of glory has come. She starts madly ringing church bells. Edwards yells to the three, "Go back inside, I'll handle this." Edwards looks across and sees Spear aiming his gun to shoot. Edwards calls out, "Horace, that's murder! Stop!" Spear, face locked in anger, fires a double blast from the timber stack toward the three men, who stagger back into the darkness. One of the three men stumbles and falls. From the shadows, the despairing voice of William wails, "Who murdered Lovejoy?" A yell of exultation rises from the mob. Crazed church bells ring again. The mayor arrives with a couple of judges. They urge the crowd to disperse. But instead, the crowd grows bigger and wilder. One rioter shoots buckshot through the mayor's top hat as others jeer. William and Owen Lovejoy carry the body inside the Alton Observer building. A yell of exultation rises from the mob. Owen advises William, "Hide upstairs. The mob is crazed. They'll kill you if they see you." William, "What about you?" Owen says, "I'm white. They don't know that I'm Elijah's brother. I'll stay with the body." William insists, "I'm staying too." William finds a scarf to cover Lovejoy's face, moves the lantern near his body. Sounds of shooting are heard in the background. Now bolder, the mob fires round after round of pistol shots at the warehouse. Then, in a sudden rush of bedlam, the rioters force the barrels of sugar aside, sweep through the door, as those behind push the ones in front. Inside the storeroom, the invaders find themselves groping in the dark. Finally, they enter the main office of the Alton Observer, where a single dim lantern burns. By the lantern's pale glow, they see Lovejoy's body stretched out on a ledge, his face covered with a scarf. The mob is silent, dumbstruck that they've actually murdered him. Then Rock, defiant and angry, pushes his way in. He glares at the dead Lovejoy. "Serves you right. Shouldn't have set yourself against us." William stands next to the body, calmly facing the crowd. He removes the scarf from Lovejoy's face and says to the crowd, "See your handiwork. This murder will come back to haunt you." The mob lunges toward William. George Edwards pushes through from the back, forcing his way to the front. He stands by Owen and William, facing Spear and the crowd. Edwards speaks to the crowd. "We've already murdered one good man tonight. Let's not kill another." Despite the mob's hatred for free black men, William has a power that makes the mob fear and respect him. And Edwards is now standing by his side, so they will not kill again that night. Members of the crowd shift to the press, pushing it across the room to the open portal door. Men with kerchiefs over their faces arrive, roll out the press, send it crashing and splintering to the ground below, where others throw the pieces into the river. Souvenir hunters run to pick up mementos. Larger castings are chucked into the Mississippi River, making big splashes. Pranksters skip flat letters and wide curves across the moonlit water. The crowd swells with the full spectrum of Alton's residents. All the usual bums and drunks are there, together with bartenders, bricklayers, teenagers, businessmen, lawyers, and doctors. Edwards unties Lovejoy's horse. "Old John, Your master is dead. Take his mistress the sad news. Go. Old John tosses his head, neighs in anguish, turns and gallops home, bearing with his empty saddle the first word to Celia Ann that her husband is dead. Celia Ann sees old John arrive at the house without his rider. She knows instantly that Elijah Lovejoy is dead. She sobs with grief. On the wind-scarred cliff above the water, Piazza appears, grinning his loathsome grin. The mind under siege races through memories. Piazza shakes his head and sighs, I knew you'd do it again, and again, and again. What will it take to wake you up?